Welcome to this final devotion for this week. We've looked at various names that of the Lord Jesus that were related to nature, to creation. We saw that Jesus is the light of the world, the rock of ages, the water of life, the apple tree. But maybe, children, you have been thinking, there hasn't been a name yet that is related to the animal kingdom. And that's what we would like to consider today. Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So turn with me in your Bibles, if you have them, to two places where the Lord Jesus is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. First of all, Genesis 49, verse 9a and 10. I read it to you. Judah is a lion whelp. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. And now turn with me to Revelation 5, verse 5b. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Now, why does the Lord give this name to the Lord Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah? Well, first of all, because like a lion, the Lord Jesus is kingly. That's what we learn from the verse we read first. In that verse, we meet Jacob, who is prophesying on his deathbed. And in that vision, he sees that from the tribe of Judah, there will be a ruler, a king, a lawgiver, to whom all the people will come and gather. In other words, just as the lion is often called the king of the animals or the king of the jungle, even more so, Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of the whole world, of the entire universe. That means he is powerful. He has the authority. So when you meet a lion in the wild, you and I will be very cautious. We won't mess around. We will respect the lion. We will be subdued in the presence of such a royal animal. How much more so with the Lord Jesus? He is the kingly lion of the tribe of Judah. Therefore, let us respect him. Secondly, Jesus as the Lion of the tribe of Judah is fierce. So let's think a little more about that. This lion can be angry, is angry with us when we are living in sin. Imagine that you live in the jungle at night and you hear the roar of this lion. Now, I've been told that people who've been in the jungle and have heard the roar of a lion, suddenly the entire jungle becomes quiet. Eerily quiet. Out of respect. Every animal in the forest knows who is their king. Especially when this king sounds an angry roar. It shows he's fierce. And twice in the Bible it says that God roars at his people. Now he roars in this world with sicknesses and pandemics as we are going through. He roars showing his justice and his judgment and saying, you need to fear me. You need to live for me, not for the things of this world. And he's saying that to this world, but he's especially also saying that to his people. God roars in this world with his judgments. In Hosea 13, verse 7 and 8, it shows that because of God's people's sins, God will be to them like a lion. Therefore, I will be unto them as a lion, he says. As a leopard by the way, will I observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereft of her whelps, and I will rend the call of their hearts. That means you will make them fearful. And there will I devour them like a lion, and the wild beast shall tear them. Doesn't that have something to say to us today? It warns us that if we don't repent of our sins and if we just continue living on the way we've always lived, even though the judgments of God are being heard all around us, when we continue to live as if we are king of our own lives and of our own destiny, and we ignore Jesus as Lord, that he will meet us one day, and how terrible it is to fall in the hands of him who is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah, that he will meet us on the day of judgment, and his judgment will be fierce like a lion. It's terrible to fall in his hands. And therefore you need to know Jesus as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. That means that he is that victorious lion. And that's what we learn from that last verse in the book of Revelation. He will prevail. He will conquer. On the day of judgment, yes. But he is also conquering as the one who is worthy to open the scroll with the history of the world and what happens in your and my lives. No one. When John was first looking, no one in this whole world could open this scroll. No one in this whole world was sinless and spotless. But then John was pointed by an angel to Jesus, who was worthy to open the scroll. Because what did he do? He conquered. He is victorious over sin, death, and hell. And he continues to conquer those enemies in the lives of his people. Are you one of his people trusting in him? Then he shares that victory with you and me. And still does. But then John is introduced to this lion because it says in that verse, behold. In other words, pay attention, John. Look for a moment. Who is this lion? To his surprise, he sees a lamb. Jesus is the lamb as it had been slain. Jesus is the lamb that offered himself up for sinners to pardon their sins, to reconcile them back to God. He was slain at the cross. So he's not just the lion, the fierce lion. He's the victorious lion lamb from the tribe of Judah. And he still invites, as such, invites today you and me close. Come close. And when you're close and changed by his victory over sin, death, and hell, and trust it, what a comfort it is. Do you know that comfort? That he is that mighty lion who can defend you and me from sin and shame and death and hell. Yes, who will save his people to the uttermost and shares that victory with us. How glorious and precious Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, is. Is he also to you? Trust him today as the Lamb slain. Before you will meet him, and before it is too late, and you will meet him as that fierce and victorious lion in judgment. Today, when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen.